Okay, and we're in Piska Mem, hey? And finally, tonight, Shlomo HaMelech is going to open the gates, right? We saw what didn't open the gates, and tonight we're going to see what does open the gates. Of Se'u She'arim Rasheichem U'se'u Pitchei Olam, to bring the light of the Torah to the nations, to the world. We won't go through all the different attempts that we saw in the past. Memhei. The Gemara on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed, reads as follows. Kevan she'amar Hashem Elokim al tashev pnei Meshichecha, zachra lechazdei David avdecha. When Shlomo HaMelech mentioned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't turn me down, don't turn away your face from your anointed one, from David. Remember the chesed that your servant David did. And what we're going to talk about tonight, what is the chesed, the kindness that David did? Why, there's a lot of chesed. Avram Avinu was Mr. Chesed, right? Chesed l'Avraham. Everyone does, every Jew does chesed. What is it, the chesed that David did, that miyad na'ana? As soon as he said that, the gates opened up. Rav Kook explains, HaKesher HaPnimi HaAmiti SheYesh Ben HaRegesh SheBalev HaTahor Shu Makor HaAvoda. Right, the inner connection, the true inner connection between the feeling of the pure heart, which is the source of Avodat Hashem, of the serving God, of God. Right, the stress tonight is David Avdecha, right, that David wrote Tehillim. He is the sweet singer of Israel. He is the one who knows to serve God with the full emotion. We all know that before there, if a person's in a situation where there is no sacrifices, like for the last 2,000 years, where there's no holy temple, Chazal tell us that Avodah Shebalev is tefillah, that the serving of Hashem is through prayer. And if you check it out, a high percentage of the prayer that we daven is from David HaMelech. But as we're going to see, the chesed that David does is what stands behind the greatness of the tehillim, of the tefillot, of the prayers of David and us. Ubein hakarat ha-sechel ha-tahor, the connection, how does one connect, the deeper connection between the service of God and the intellect, right? If you remember, we've been discussing that the Kohanim want to bring the Aron Hashem, they want to bring the Holy Ark into the Beit HaMikdash, into the Holy Temple. The Holy Ark, which has the Torah inside, that represents the intellect. And the heart of the Beit HaMikdash is the Torah, the intellect. On the other hand, the general topic of the Beit HaMikdash is the emotion. And what we're talking about is a very basic question, how to harmonize the emotion with the intellect. And this is something that we've seen before in the writings of Rav Kook, where in one of Rav Kook's famous igrot, where they asked him about the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, where the Vilna Gaon and the Misnagdim said to serve God with your intellect. That's the source of the Lithuanian yeshiva world. On the other hand, the machloket was that the Hasidim said, serve Hashem through davening and singing and the emotion. And Rav Kook writes that inevitably what's going to happen, and today we see, that there's almost no difference between the Hasidic world and the Misnagdic world in terms of that they're both learning Torah and they're both singing, and you see emotion in both and intellect in both. And that is always going to be the answer, or the synthesis of the two opposite opinions. And we've seen this many, many times regarding different topics. Today we're going to discuss how to do that in our daily lives. She'otzar shelo, the Torah has in it the treasure, munach b'Torah Elokit, she'oro shel olam. The light of the world is the Torah. יוכל להימצא רק בחיבור הידיעה של ערכם של ישראל הזמני.
The only way that you can get to the true harmony between the proper emotion and the proper intellect is through your connection to Am Yisrael in your generation.
Ha-hove b'chol dor v'dor.
Doesn't mean zmani like temporary.
No.
Right.
It is temporary in your time, but the whole idea is that the nation of Israel, which is eternal, and this is the chasadim of David. David didn't become famous. The chasadim that he did is not the hachnasat orchim of Avraham Avinu. It's not trying to save a particular city, especially of goyim. The chesed of David is his mesirut nefesh for Am Yisrael on the field of battle. You see this huge giant named Goliath who is deriding the people of Israel, who's deriding the God of Israel, and David HaMelech, this young whippersnapper with his slingshot, says somebody has to get up and do. And that's what he did. And that's what he did against the Philistines. And that's what he did against Amalek. And that's what he did through all the wars. And that is what pushed, that is the zchuyot that pushed, that opened the gates. And ironically, that opened the gates to the universal Torah, to the light of Pitchei Olam, of bringing the Torah to the non-Jewish world. Right? Through that Mesirut Nefesh of David HaMelech in his generation. What Rav Kook is going to say is that David represents the eternity of Israel. When we say David HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, we just said it last night in Kiddush Levana, that the kingdom of David and David's kingdom, the King David, he is eternal. What does it mean he is eternal? When we talk about the Mashiach, he is a direct descendant of David HaMelech. But he is flesh and blood. He is a king in your generation. And that, the looking at Israel and our relationship with Israel in every particular generation, that is the key to hooking up with the intellect. Israel represents the intellect, the Torah, the learning of the Torah, the intellectual connection with God, and the emotional, which is through emotion is something... which one of the easiest ways that Rav Kook is gonna explain is through Jewish nationalism, which is something which is very emotional. What is it? Yeah.
How does that tie into what we said about minasu v'yas
usu?
That one is active and one is passive. Is there also an active-passive approach that of David HaMelech in this in his chesed? Does that tie up to what we said before?
It's what Rav Kook is saying is saying here, it's putting the stress on the Jewish active, where the world is a little more passive, and the nation of Israel, Jewish nationalism, has a little more active role. We saw last week that really both are important, and as everything in Rav Kook, it's on the one hand, on the other hand. But this is the other hand which opens the gates, as we'll see. Elirkam hakayam hanitzchi, the fact that the people of Israel exist forever. And this is something very important. Very often, we have a tendency to romanticize the past, to dream of, oh, halavai we should have a David HaMelech, halavai we should have a Rambam, halavai we should have a Chafetz Chaim. And the Chazal tell us that every generation, yiftach bedoro, kishmoel bedoro, every generation, not only of the leaders of Israel, but where Rav Kook is adding is every generation of Israel has something special. That is your way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your generation. Yes, through those Jews. Even if it just so happens that over the last two or three generations, most of those Jews were not wearing kippot. But that is Israel in your generation. And the Israel of your generation, that is how you connect to God, intellectually and emotionally. This, your connection, every generation's connection with their Israel and their generation, that together is mitztaber, how do you say mitztaber?
Accumulates.
Accumulates to the ideal in the future when the Mashiach, Mashiach ben David, is going to be revealed. And that is also going to be, even in Yemot HaMashiach, even in a million years from now, the concept of Davidiyut, Davidism, the connection with Jewish nationalism of David HaMelech, the Chasdei David, that's going to be forever. Haregesh, yep.
Well, 6,000 years the world.
Well, I guess we're talking about forever. Haregesh nimtza limadai be'ahava hamurgeshet, shekol ish yashar lev ohev et amo, asher mimenu chutzav. Why is this such an important idea that Jewish nationalism can harmonize the emotional and the intellect? The first point is that it's emotional, it's natural, that every person loves his nation, right? When we look at, we once spoke about soccer matches, right, or war, and people get so into it and they're willing to climb the barricades and to fight the enemy and give their lives, that is a very strong emotional connection. Now, if it's for the name of a race, like France against England or vice versa or something like that, that's chaval. And thank God, as we saw, Rav Kook writes in Otzor Toriyah, thank God the world has matured, and most nations are not ready to hit the barricade in the name of nationalism, because the world has matured and realizes that there are higher ideals than that. Ve'im yiyah amo memula biyitronot kedoshim, kacha tigdal avato. But as we saw a couple of piskot ago, when that national emotion is connected with the holiness of a Torah, of the godly light, as it is in Israel, that is an intellectual emotion, right? It's a regesh sichli. It is an intellectual emotion, which is, we're beginning to see how to harmonize the two.
You mean a synthesis between the two, intellectual emotion sounds like a little bit of a moron. You mean the synthesis of the two.
The synthesis of the two. Ad she'ava ha'ne'amana she'ru'uya liyot mekasheret bin kol ish mi'Yisrael l'Knesset Yisrael, daya la'rim et ha'yachid gam ken l'malot chasidut. And ad kedei kach, that the connection of every person of Israel with the nation of Israel, and here Rav Kook in the next sentence is going to unleash a bombshell, which explains a lot of his love for Israel, of his Zionism, as we're going to see. Don't peek ahead, we'll get there. But he already begins it here, that the love of each individual for Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael is the Kabbalistic name for all of the different neshamot, all the different souls of Israel, when they're mikunasim, when they are gathered together. That is the way that can bring the individual up to a level of chasidut. Now, this is a concept that we've seen before, must have been 3 years ago, in Orot Yisrael, in Perek Gimel, Piska Gimel, where Rav Kook has a very, very strong paragraph about the problem of ha'aratza. Of, it's more than admiring, how would you say, laha'aritz, idolizing tzaddikim. And when you're talking about idolizing tzaddikim, it's a very clear reference to the Hasidic world, who goes overboard in this idea. Rav Kook says, starts out in saying, and it's a fantastic concept, hadveikut b'tzaddikim, that's a concept which is quoted from Hasidic books, to cleave to the holy people, the righteous people. Right? It's the way that a person who is incomplete can cleave to the completion. This is something which is very important. To see a dugma ishit, right? We just had Shabbat Irgun. What is the essence of youth movements, and why are they so important? The idea of a youth movement is that children or adolescents, I'm talking about the madrichim, at a relatively young age have to make ideological decisions and be examples to run the minyan, to be the Baal Koreh, to get the children to learn Torah, to get the children to love Eretz Yisrael, to not to be selfish, right? That's where you go to Lag BaOmer Medura, and you see these 10th, 11th grade children, they are acting like really altruistic, idealistic people. And they get into the role, they get into the habit, and most people really are far from completion. But when they cleave to tzaddikim, cleave to the person who is as close to completion as you can, that influences you. He is the dugma ishit, he is the personal example, and we see, hey, it can be done. Right, you see Rabbi Aryeh Levin, he shows, yes, you can be a tzaddik in the modern world. Aval, and here's the big aval, tzarich shmira gdola. We have to be very careful. She'im yite b'tzaddik echad, v'idabek bo dveikut pnimit havayatit, v'idabek gam ken b'chesronotav. The problem is that even tzaddikim are flesh and blood, and they also have shortcomings. And there's a tendency when people follow or copy or emulate their tzaddik, in addition to their strengths, they tend to also to exaggerate and amplify his shortcomings as well. And everyone has shortcomings. And in the tzaddik, maybe it's batel b'shishim. You don't see it. In his followers, you see it. Hem yifalu. Sorry?
Because they're idolizing those two. They're making
they're, it, right.
He's doing it, therefore it's a mitzvah.
Exactly. Hem yifalu lifamim al hadavek b'mida grua harbe mima shem poalim al isha mikori. Right, when you see, I can think of particular examples. I don't want to give.
Okay.
I don't want to identify it, right? But everyone has their shortcomings. You hear Rosh Yeshiva, you know, say something very strong against Arabs, and you'll see his students. They amplify that 20, 30, 40 times, and they turn their religion into, you know, bash the Arabs. Ashrehem Yisrael. So, what's the solution? Again, that's our topic. What's the solution? Happy is Israel. Lucky. We're lucky. Shehim dvekim benishmat ha'uma. Shehi tov muchlat. Lishov al yada or Hashem atov. By cleaving to Am Yisrael, and that's what David HaMelech did, when you cleave to Am Yisrael and your whole life is mesir nefesh, to give to Am Yisrael, and to strengthen Am Yisrael, you get all of the different factors together, right? In Hasidut, they say Yisrael is abbreviation Yesh Shishim Ribo Otiot LaTorah, right? A Sefer Torah is comprised of all of the neshamot of Yisrael together. So that means that you'll have some people who stress the intellectual, some people who stress the emotion, some people who stress the national, some people who stress the chesed, some people stress the gvura, some people, everyone stresses, and together you get a total stress. Right? Ve'et Hashem ta'aritzi, Rav Kook is saying, do not idolize individuals. Idolize Am Yisrael, the nation of Israel, because the nation of Israel has it all. And here, Rav Kook is going to quote the Zohar, which is an unbelievable source. So again, this is the chesed, right? Shlomo HaMelech says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember the chesed of David, your servant. What does it mean, David, your servant? How does a servant is somebody who serves. Now, God is perfect. He doesn't need anything. So how do you serve? You serve Am Yisrael. Because Am Yisrael is an eternal, godly essence which does have needs. We need people to serve in the army. We need people to be in politics. We need people to learn Torah. We have a lot of needs. And we have a lot of potential. And the godliness in the world is going to be revealed through the chesed that each person does with Am Yisrael. Ezu chasid amit chasedim kono. It says in the Zohar and Parshat Mishpatim, Piska Kuf Yudalad Amud Bet, Who is the chassid who does chesed with God? Again, the obvious question. How can you do chesed to God? He's perfect. He doesn't need anything. Uperush betikunei Zohar. Here's the bomb. The bombshell. Imken delay. How do you do chesed with God? To do chesed with his nest. Mekor motza'o. The source of God, his nest. Machtsavo, the mountain, as if it were from where God is yun. Gufo, nafsho, rucho, v'nishmato, da shchinta, Knesset Yisrael. The Shechina is Knesset Yisrael. And notice again, the stress is on the term, not Am Yisrael, but Knesset Yisrael. The sum of all the individuals, the nation of Israel. Even somebody who never learned Zohar, probably the single most famous line from the Zohar, Yisrael, Voraita, Vekudsha Brichu, Chadahu. The people of Israel, and God, and the Torah, it's all one and the same. Now the Torah is perfect. And God is perfect. So, if I want to do that chesed, and that's what David HaMelech wants to do, we all want to be like David. Well, so, how do you do chesed? By dedicating your life to the nation of Israel. Because the nation of Israel, superficially, has needs. There are plenty of economical problems, and religious problems, and security problems. In the people of Israel. That's at first glance. The way to give to God, and there's a pasuk, mamash towards the end of the Tanakh, in Divrei Hayamim, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells, there's a pasuk that says, Ivdu et Hashem Elokechem vet Amo Yisrael. Serve God and his nation Israel. And were it not written in the Tanakh, I would say that sounds like shutafut, two gods. You know, how can you serve two? It says in the same pasuk, serve God and, what do you mean and? There can't be and anything. The answer is, when you serve Am Yisrael, that is serving God. It's one and the same. As a matter of fact, it's the best way of serving God, because you don't need to serve God tea or coffee or anything. He doesn't need anything. So how do you serve God? You serve your friend next to you. You serve your community. You serve your nation.
Knesset Yisrael, it seems that in our time, with so many people far away from Jewish identity and Torah, one of the biggest ways to serve would be to bring Jews close to the Torah.
For sure.
Because that's what's needed the most.
For sure. We have a lot of needs.
Yeah.
And the security needs are no less important. And the economic needs, there are plenty of hungry people in Am Yisrael.
But Jews have always been insecure and hungry. That's nothing new. But the distance of so many...
David HaMelech dealt with it all. And that's what we should be dealing with it all as well. Ha'istaklut hazot titromem lemalat ha'seichel ha'tahor. Biyota ola la'askil ech shemitzad chibatan shel Yisrael ha'hovit hazmanit. Right? The greatness of this is when you look with pure intellectual understanding, you see how the emotional love that we have for Israel in our time, right? You need, when we want to hug God, right? We want to bring God a mincha, right? How can you hug God? Well, hug your fellow Jew. Hug the nation. תתמשך האורה היותר עליונה הנצחית לעולם, שרק בשבילה היננו ראויים להיות לחטיבה אחת בעולם לנצח. Right? The Israel in your generation is part of eternity. Am Yisrael is eternal. Vishalshelet, the dynasty of David HaMelech, is eternal. And those two ideas, to be just like David, the David in your in his generation, you be the David in your generation, there will be a David in every generation. That is the way to realize the intellect and the emotion. אז יזכיל האדם כי לצורך החיבור של קדושת ישראל הזמנית לקדושת ישראל הנצחית.
The way to connect the Israel of your generation with the eternal Israel,
צריך לכל התכסיס.
You need all of the utensils, all of the tricks at your disposal.
של התורה, which is an eternal book, והעבודה,
and the mitzvot, and the tefillot, and the korbanot, and all of these eternal actions.
Tefillin is an eternal action. And that is the clothes of Israel.
Tzitzit is an eternal action. Brit Milah is an eternal action. These are all the actions of Israel are eternal. And this is a very interesting concept because the world is so, especially today's world, is so changing with new fads and new technology. The idea of having something stable, of something eternal, is a very outstanding, abnormal, rare concept. And here we have it. Where do you see the eternity of God? In the Torah of Israel and the people of Israel. Again, Yisrael, Voraita, V'kudsha Brichu, Chaver, it's all the same.
באופן זה נשכיל שיש מקום לפעולתם של ישראל בעולם היוצאת בזמן ההווה, באופן מוסתר, באופן הנדמה שצבא רב בפרטיות מתפלגים לתרומם בצביונות מיוחדים, לתכלית העליונה על ידי שאיבתם מאור תורת ישראל, שמפני כך נקרא שם השם צבאות לשם השם אלוהי ישראל.
How does one see God? Through the name that we saw in the previous pasuk. Su'u sha'arim rashechem. Mi hu zemelech hakavod? Hashem tzva'ot. Tzva'ot, as we saw, Rav Kook explains in the previous chapter paragraph, tzva'ot literally means hosts, the many shades of God. What are the many shades of God? That's why Rav Kook calls the cookbooks orot. The shades of God, or the light of Torah, is comprised of all of the different shades, all the different colors, which are harmonizing together to make the big light. And that is what's going to bring the eternal light as well. Because the universe is made the universal light of Torah to bring Uvsu Pitche Olam, to bring the light of Torah from the Aron Hashem, not only outside the Mikdash, not only outside of Yerushalayim, but to the entire universe. How's that going to be? Through Hashem Tzivaot. Through the nation of Israel, which has all of the different shades. And as Rav Kook writes in many different places, that is the beauty of the different Eidot. The different, what is the concept of Kibbutz Galiot, the ingathering of the exiles, or what's called in Kabbalah, the ingathering of the sparks, where we take the good from the Jews of Yemen, right, the fineness, and the manners of the Jews from England, and the business acumen of the Jews from America, and the exactness of the Jews from Germany. And the idea is that every Jewish community brings with it the different shades which comprise all of the different colors. As Rav Kook writes on the Masechet Brachot, that the bracha is borei me'orei ha'ish, not borei ma'or ha'ish, that God created all of the different shades of the lights. And he explains that there are lots of different colors in light. Light is not one color. It's comprised of a little red, a little orange, a little yellow, green, indigo, right? All the different colors together. So is the world. The world is comprised of different ideologies, of different strengths. The way to apply the Torah to the world is through the tamtzit, through the concentrated people called Am Yisrael.
Would there be lights?
The Gemara in Masechet Chulin says that Yisrael is kracha dekula bei. It's a city which has it all. And we mentioned Sam Levinson, the satirist, right, who says that the Jews are like everyone else, just more. Right? That you take mankind, and the way to bring the light to mankind is through the people of Israel in your generation. What's good about
about Am Yisrael is that every generation we're living in the applicable generation. The Jews of today can bring the light of the Torah to today's universe. The Jews of yesterday, they couldn't do it to today's universe. In other words, you need this eternal people to bring the eternal lights with the eternal stress of the different shades according to and applicable to every generation. To summarize, the Shekhinah in the world, the godliness in the world, the godly presence in the world is through the people of Israel. And the more, maybe I'll just read one more line from Orot Yisrael where Rav Kook really says it very explicitly. Hatzima'on li bala kulo beruach Yisrael. The thirst to be totally encompassed, to be swallowed up with the spirit of the nation of Israel. Tzarichu litgaber. We have to strengthen this. Lachshov Yisraeliut, to think Israeli. Lahargish Yisraeliut, to feel Israeli. Lachyot chayim Yisraelim, to live a life of Israel. Lirot besimchat Yisrael, to be ecstatic when the nation of Israel is happy. Zotim negama amuka gvo'ah urchava. This is a very high and lofty task. Mleya tal chayim shel kodesh, full of the dew of life, of holiness. Muvdelet miregesh dugmatai tzulumot ha'olam. This is very different from the nationalism of the nations of the world. Shirapud barbe sinat abriyut, verishab lo ideal kodesh pnimi, which is nationalism of the other nations of the world, usually comes together with racism, with being anti the other nations. Hatzima'on l'ruach ha'uma, on the other hand, the desire to cling to the nation of Israel, tzima'on hu l'Hashem, it is a desire to cleave to God. L'or ha'Torah, it's a desire to cleave to the light of the Torah. L'yosher, straightness, chokhmah, wisdom, v'chol tu v'na'ala, and all the greatness and everything, all the great ideals. In other words, the greatest ideals of life, if you want to bring the Torah into the Beit HaMikdash, that's the story that's going on, and the gates don't open up, not to bring the Torah in, and also to Pitrei Olam, not to bring the Torah out to the world, it wasn't happening. What is the way to do it? Through Knesset Yisrael, through the people, the nation of Israel, which is the nest of God, which has that eternal need and eternal applicability to each and every nation. And this is the stress why it was David's, the chesed of David. Again, the chesed of David wasn't through giving a tzedakah to one particular Jew. It was to the nation of Israel. That is what's going to open up the gates. And even though, as we've been discussing, people tend to think that nationalism is the opposite of universalism, that's not true regarding Jewish nationalism. Regarding Jewish nationalism, that is what's going to open up. And now, what's even more amazing, Rav Kook goes on and says, Hari Davna Melech was dead when Shlomo was saying this. So what is Shlomo meaning? And why does God accept Bizchut the Chesed of David? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Shlomo, explains Rav Kook, you are the David of your generation. In the words of, I think it's Natan Alterman, Naomi Shemer wrote the tune, but I think it's Alterman who wrote the words, Ifo HaMakabi, if you're looking for the Maccabees, where are the Maccabees? We need Maccabees today. Atahu HaMakabi, you are the Maccabee. If you become a Maccabee, we will have Maccabees. If you don't become a Maccabee, then you're missing out on the role of Israel as an individual, as a nation, as something eternal, and as part of the universal Torah, which is going to bring the Brit Olam in the name of Chasdei David.